This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
In studio with the author of Bear, The Cradle of the Hockey Club, Jackie Pamotse. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. I thought writers don't sleep.
No, but I'm on a writing like sabbatical now. I need a little bit of sleep.
Oh, Shem, askies. But hey, I know you have to promote the book. Thank you very much for coming through.
Thank you.
Let's take a few steps back before we talk about The Cradle of the Hockey Club. Your first book was Bear, ruffled a few feathers.
Yes, it did.
Created a few friends, created a few enemies.
More enemies.
More enemies than friends.
Yes.
How was it received, generally, the book itself? As it was a shock to many people.
It was. I mean, Bear the Blesses Game came out 2017, late that year. And a lot of people were very uncomfortable with the conversations around the book, or if the book was fiction, not fiction, the scenes in the book. People said the book was graphic. A lot of parents were uncomfortable reading it. A lot of young people were actually more keen, wanting more. That's why we have a sequel. But I think it was a topic that a lot of people were not comfortable to speak about in general, you know, especially when it came to the sexual scenes in the book itself. It does make one uncomfortable. I still cringe sometimes when I read some of those chapters myself. But overall, it was received quite well. It was bestseller for about 8 months straight. It stayed in the top 10 for 8 months. I see it's going back again because of the sequel.
Because of the sequel, yeah.
I think the most important thing with that book was narrating a story of a normal, typical South African girl who tries to chase a dream and things don't turn out.
Okay. You said lots of questions whether it was fiction or not. Was it fiction or not?
It wasn't fiction per se. I just decided not to write real names to protect myself and other people who are involved, because I had not asked for permission for that. Because of the nature of the story itself, it was a bit difficult to put people's faces and names into books, because other people were uncomfortable.
So some stories are true.
Yes, yes, yes.
But the characters are fiction. So as they say, the names have been changed to protect the identities.
Yes.
So even in the hockey club,
I've done the same. It's the same policy.
So if you could put a percentage to it, how much fiction, how much fact do we have in
because
I know there's obviously there's as much as a character like Treasure is fiction in here, obviously it's based on someone.
Yes.
Yeah.
If I were to rank it, I would say 80% is true.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is that why you're being sued?
No, I'm being sued for I tweet what I like.
Oh, you're not being sued for the first one.
No. Nobody has sued me for that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you received any death threats?
You a couple all the time.
No ways.
No, death threats are like my thing. They're like WhatsApp messages. I get them regularly.
Okay. So, and you laugh about it?
No, it's just that I'm tired getting stressed about it. You know, I get stressed about it. I don't sleep. I have to upgrade security. I have to change homes. I have to change cars. I can't go to certain places. I can't go eat at certain restaurants. I can't be with people.
You had the movies on Suntan ka Friday, man.
But neginalamang.
Kukubon, I don't know.
Neginalamang.
Kukubon.
Wabon. So I choose the people who are around me very thoroughly. And they have to sign a non-disclosure because of the work that I do. They have to go through a security check. They have to go through somewhat of a credit check to see if they can't sell me out. So that's why I have like maybe two friends.
And you still continue writing after all this?
Oh, absolutely. Most definitely. That's not going to stop anytime soon. Not in the next 10 years, no.
So, okay, let's come to the latest. I mean, okay, You did the first one, the first book, as I say, ruffled a few feathers. Would you say people call you controversial? Are you controversial?
No, I'm just feared. I'm just one of those authors who just feared.
Because utsabadita bajabat.
Yes.
Uditsiago kai.
Kostrate.
Like what are your sources? Like utsvela kai.
I've got sources everywhere. I've got sources in universities. I've got sources in corporate. I've got political friends. I've got a political family. I mean, I live in Joburg. To get information in Joburg is so easy. There's DMs. People just DM you and you just follow up on the trail. But most of my investigations are done through a team of criminologists. So I do go and find the information. I mean, I do travel for the information. For instance, I had to go to Kenya to go do research on the same topic of the secret society, because it's a global thing. I do a lot of work around provinces, so I'm in most provinces maybe two or three times a week, whether it's Northwest Bloemfontein or even Cape Town or Durban. So I get leads, and
people volunteer the information to you.
Not always. Not always. I have to go knock on doors and say, can we talk about this topic?
I don't trust you. My secrets are not safe with you.
Yeah, maybe. So, if you're doing things that involve what I write about.
The characters in this book, The Cradle of Hockey Club, which I'm currently reading.
Yay.
Fiction, right? But the stories are true. So if you wrote about me but changed my name to Jabulani,
yes,
would I be able to recognize her? I matter more?
Hey, yeah, absolutely. That's why I'm getting death threats, because each and every character is real. And when
so
you
the
know
people
your
who
story,
are involved, if they read the
yes, if they read it, they can identify that, oh man, she's talking about me here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's very detailed in that way, that if I'm talking about a Tim, that specific person who is created as Tim in the book would know that it's about them.
So uberga ko banking is also
yes. Yes, I've even kept some of the business entities the way they are.
Sure, okay. I want to say, like, okay, so you spoke earlier on about a team, and which was my next question was about research, as it were. I mean, how much research and how long will it take to put something like this from beginning to end? And as you say, you know, if it's fiction, it's something that, you know, you can sit down and think about.
You can just imagine it. Yes. Yeah.
But if it's something that is factual to a certain extent, it means there's extensive research, extensive work that needs to go into it.
Yeah. I spent about 2.5 years doing research for this particular book, because in Bay One, I had only hinted about the hockey club. I didn't really give details of what happens where, who does what. I just spoke about the concept or the phenomena. The research behind it, I had to really go into hibernation for a long time just to find that information and also include my writing process on how am I going to tell this story. I mean, yes, it's months of traveling, getting data, doing research, speaking to people, interviewing different kinds of people, whether it's the sugar daddies, the politicians, the bankers that are in the book.
Yeah, when I saw the story of
queens,
the bank, I'm like,
you know, so yeah. I had to go and find those people and say, okay, this is what I'm doing. Can you help me with this issue? I need to find out what really happened here. And for them, it will take a longer time because it's their personal life. They need to decide what they tell me, what they don't tell me, how they tell me. We record the conversations. I write notes. We sit down. It's back and forth. Sometimes today they don't feel like talking, whether maybe it's about a graphic scene that happened, or it's the emotional state, or it's the workload. Or it's just the relationship that they're in that partner doesn't want to get involved or doesn't want them to get involved. So it takes a longer time. That's why it took me 2 years to release the book, because it was supposed to come out last year. And I figured there's one or two things that I wanted to close. So I had to take another 6 months to make sure that's done correctly.
Mm. And from what I've seen is that there's another one that's cooking.
Yes.
Oh.
I'm always writing.
You're always writing. Why this subject matter though, Jackie? I mean,
it's because it's a subject matter that I know.
Mm.
You know, it's a subject matter that I lived and I understand how it works and why people do the things that they do. So it's a subject matter that's very close to my heart. It's not like I just decided that, okay, today I'm going to write about this thing. Mm. No, I lived it for 4 years, from 2011 to 2014.
Mm.
So I know it very well. But because I know it that well, I get scared for people who try to be in that life, not knowing what's inside.
What they're getting themselves into.
You know, so I found it intriguing to a certain extent that there is cults in relationships or in these dynamics. And I wanted to really explore that because a lot of people are not talking about it.
Mm.
For an example, in your headlines this morning, there was a story about a girl who was mutilated in Velcom.
Mm, sure. That's a story. Breast cut off and all
I mean, I've got a, I've got a friend who stays in Velcom, well, who comes from Velcom but stays here in Joburg. And we were discussing this matter to say how brutal these killings have become and how impulsive they are.
Mm.
And it's younger and younger people who are
the
killing.
Killer yeah, you know, 19 years old.
The girl was 21. So you can just imagine what these young people go through. To get to a point where mutilation is the only resort to an answer. So these type of things happen regularly, but they're not documented well, or they're not, when the police arrive at the crime scene, they document it incorrectly and say maybe it's just a brutal killing. Sometimes it's not a brutal killing, it's a blood sacrifice. For a person to be mutilated in such a way, and it's such a personal and graphic way, that their breast would be cut off.
It does look like some cults.
Most of the cases like this are cult-based. And because we are ill-informed about cults, people tend to shy away from talking about them or even researching them or even investigating the actual killing. I mean, for them to just apprehend him and arrest him without really questioning the origin of that type of killing.
Mm.
I mean, there's different kinds of killing. I mean, there's strangulation, there's poisoning, there's what. Why did he choose that type of killing?
And left the knife stuck
in her neck. You know. And by the way I've looked at that case, the girl was found hours and hours after she had died. So you need to understand that in that time, what could have been done to her body in that period?
Mm.
And why was she mutilated in that type of way? And where are those breasts, those body parts? Because they were not on the crime scene. They were gone. So that's why I decided to write The Hockey Club, to really show people that these kind of things do happen. It's just that they're not given a name or a face. Until somebody comes up and say, well, this is really the reason why I've killed this girl this way.
0861-987-000, number to call in studio with the author of The Cradle of the Hockey Club, Bear, Jackie Pamotsi. The conversation continues just after this.
It all started in Hatfield with a single heartbeat that grew into the Hatfield Motor Group. Not only does the Hatfield Motor Group offer you award-winning, state-of-the-art dealerships, but you can now also do it all online with our many easy-to-use virtual dealership platforms. Apply for finance, buy a car, book a service, sell your car, or find genuine affordable parts. With the best network of VW and Audi dealerships in Gauteng, hatfieldgroup.co.za, rated number one in service.
Dumelang, lebitso la kake. Christian van der Merwe, ke holetse freestata, empa leka mola, a ke soka ke bua se sutu, ke tsua la peng, le ikansang, a bo ba ma Afrikaner, ke kaho pu eke hotseng, ke bua ele Afrikaans, ka jeno ke le ketlo la pele, Ke leka nobuyo se sutu, pope lang baka, ibile ho bua nete, o leka ho bua pua eho, tata ho feta din to tole, ti nkileng ka di etsa.
Jwale na hana haibe batjha ba maAfrikaner ne ba tlameha ho ithuta ka Sesotho. Ikopanye le rona ka kgwedi ya batjha ha re hopola diketsahalo tsa 16 June 1976 kwana Apartheid Museum. A history forgotten is a future lost.
Call Kwena on 0861-987-000.
0861-987-000, the number to call on Twitter at PowerFM987 or tweet me directly at Marara Mwabelo. We're talking to Jackie Pamotse, the cradle of the hockey club. So, Jackie, this hockey club exists.
It does. It does. Look at your eyes.
No, like you know, the thing is, as I was reading the book, a part of me says, so this thing, Vele Vele, it's real.
Mm.
So this thing that you write, this thing exists, as it were.
It does, because when hey, I was
things
doing...
things that people do in the dark, ne?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that people do in the dark. But people call it different things, you know. So I decided to find a word that would make sense to everybody. In America, people call it the Illuminati. In Europe, they would say Freemasons.
Mm.
In Africa, they would say it's secret societies, but with different clans in them.
Mm.
So for South Africans, I said, okay, maybe let's just call it the hockey club, because a lot of people are just doing this one specific thing, but they're shying away from giving it a name.
Mm.
You know, they just say, no, Ramsebitsimbusi. When you look at the activities, mm, that they do.
Boregisa acha.
Eh, baloregisa acha, you know. So, the secret society, it's simple, you know. It's a bunch of people, influential people from all walks of life, whether it's politicians, corporate people, private entities that are mixed with young people. So what they do is, the influential people, as per se, they would hire a pimp or hire a girl or a slay queen and say, okay, we have this event, or we are going to this specific house. We would like you to help us with entertainers or influencers.
Itlalistoko.
And then the difference now from it being a party or a cult is what they do in this setting, regardless of where the setting is, whether it's in Durban, go Durban July, or it's at somebody's house, or it's at a club, or anything like that, is that there is blood sacrifices, number one. There is drugs. There is...
lots of sex.
Obviously, sex is the most important things to these people, because that's how they transmit whatever they want to transmit. And then there is organ sales. What happens with that... that's what I was asking earlier on, where are the breasts?
Mm.
Because sometimes they would take these girls and sleep with them, and then when they do eventually fall pregnant, they would take the fetus, extract it with the illegal normal abortion pill that they have, make the girl drink it, and then when she extracts this fetus, they would use it and give it to a sangoma to give them to create medicine out of it.
Mm.
And then they would have some sort of power or influence over whoever they want to influence. And this is a cycle. They do it repeatedly to different people, to a point where if the one girl who has given this blood sacrifice's body gets worn out or she dies in the process, they just throw her out and say, no, it was domestic violence, or it was nabamutwarankunzi, or something like that. So the story behind the death is never really investigated.
So they do enough to cover up, and especially because most of these people are influential. I want us to take two calls quickly, because we like literally out of time. My brother, you've got just about 30 seconds, as brief as possible. Go ahead.
Already, I just want to know, does she practice as a journalist? Did she register as a journalist? Then I want to know if ever she's actually investigating stories before she writes them down on the book. does she have enough equipment to do research?
I think she did answer that, or only a team of criminologists that are helping on that, but she will respond. Thanks, right. Jerry in Letlhabile there, as we're waiting for Matomi. Your response to Jerry?
Hi, Jerry. Lost Matomi there. Hi, Jerry. Yes, I do have a team that does help me with information or confirming if the information is accurate. If you are on my social media, you could have seen about 3 weeks ago, I was working with BBC on the same issue.
All right. Some questions. Okay, Pizzo wants to know where he can get the book. We'll answer that question. And Fatuane also wants to know where they can get the book. We'll answer those. So in a minute and a half, sell Cradle of the Hockey Club to my listeners. What is the book about?
It's really about the secret society of South Africa intertwined with other countries. Because a secret society is not a secret society if it does not have links to somewhere or if they don't have sellers. So I think a lot of people know what happens in the underground world in a sense that
I don't think we know.
That's why you need to read the book.
Yes, that's why
because
I'm saying.
Because the details are there. But
we think we know what happens in
the think. But after what you have read.
After what I've read, I thought I knew. I had an idea.
I speak about the secret society and what they really do and where it really comes from and how they operate and where they operate. You know, a lot of people were asking, where is the hockey club? Where is the hockey club? I think if you read the story, it will be easier for you to pinpoint places because I'm very detailed. As much as I didn't...
I'm not going to get caught anywhere next to the hockey club.
The
if you read the book,
detailed.
Trust me, you won't go to the hockey club.
Yeah, it's quite draining. But I've really done a lot of research to speak to that character's life story. And I think it will resonate with a lot of people, whether male or female, ntate, ntatemogolo, whoever. But I think at the end of the day, it's about creating awareness of why these things happen to a lot of people, that they don't know how they get into these situations and they can't get out. Because a lot of people were also asking, how do people get out of these bloody relationships that turn out this way?
Because the perception is that once you are in, the only way to get out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm getting death threats, because people are still uncomfortable with what
getting,
I know.
Are you getting death threats for this recent one?
They have started about a week ago, yes. And they're getting worse because of my court case, but yes.
Yeah. How's that going?
It just started. Let's see how it ends.
I saw it, so I thought the matter was done and dusted, but so...
Nothing is ever done and dusted in this world. There's always a beginning and a middle.
I like the way you're just smiling about it. Like, okay, the court case is going on. It's all right.
It's that thing. When you're a writer and you speak about things that make people uncomfortable, people will be uncomfortable because it's real things. It's not like you're sucking them from your thumb. So that's just the way... my life is. It's the things that I write that make people uncomfortable. So and somebody asked, where can they get the book? They can get it. They can get the book at Exclusive Books, Bargain Books, TakeALot.com also has copies, or my website, JackiePamotse.com.
On the socials, you are?
Jackie Pamotse on Instagram and Jackie Pamotse on Twitter and Jackie Pamotse on Facebook.
Do you play hockey?
No, I play golf and tennis.
Thank you, Jackie, for coming through and spending
Thank
time
you so
with
much.
Us.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.